A very good morning to you, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 9 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and you've just tuned in to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. So now our time has scheduled. We have moved backwards from to normal be from 9 to 11, but from 8 to 11, because we have a new show that has filled in from 10 to 11. It's the 20th of June, 2026, a beautiful Saturday, and the weather in the capital city, I don't know about in other towns, but the weather in the capital city, it is giving one to multiply the blankets as much as you can. You know when it's always cold, you always multiply those blankets, and you know normally you'd see them so much heavy, but now no matter how many blankets they are, you won't feel them so heavy because it is extremely cold. Now I have an interesting topic to discuss with you today. It's June. It's the month, men's mental health month, and it's a month of Father's Day. Tomorrow is Father's Day, if I'm not mistaken, 21st of June. And we're going to focus on that, you know. We're going to talk about the real roles of men. And, you know, men also need to be celebrated, you know, the ones that deserve the celebration, the ones that deserve to be applauded, you know. Many of them, you know, play a role in their child's life or in their children's life, and not only their own kids, their biological kids, but any child that they have grew up with or they have raised. That means it's your child. Doesn't mean your blood child, but your sister's child, your brother's child, your auntie's child. Even though it's your cousin, but you can also be a father, you know. So the title as a father doesn't have to come as you being the biological one. No, you can also father someone else, child. You can also father someone that's your cousin, but you are older than them. Pardon me, but you can still father them, right? And you know, there's so many men that deserve to be appreciated. You know, as long as they try to meet you halfway, then it's better than someone that's not helping you here and there. You know, you still find some mothers or those that don't appreciate what their partners or baby daddies or husbands are doing in their children's life, you know. But this is now going in hand with the topic that I'm having today that says factors that contribute to men not speaking up. So you would find that there are so many men that are going through the most, and they still try to make sure that they get try to play a role in their child's life as much as they want to, and but then because of some certain reasons they are unable to meet all the needs of their children, but they try to show their love, to give their love. But then there's just some stubborn mothers, some stubborn maybe baby mamas and wives that think that he's not doing enough because of you seeing your friend or your sister or someone close to you seeing their kids being fathered very well and getting all everything that you also love to see your kids getting, but because of where your partner stands or your husband or your baby daddy stands in terms of assisting the child, you think he's unable to do so, you are blaming. But instead of just being appreciative that no, at least he tries, you can see he's trying. As much as you see it's little, it's better than him not doing anything. You know, it's more painful. There's someone out there crying, wishing that they were left behind before even the child was not born, and they are going through the most. The child is born, still nothing, but you, he tries to give her 500 every month. He tries to do whatever he has, he tries to, but some mothers are just poison-minded, and also because of the friends that we have. You know, our friends would also be poisoning our mind as, no, my baby daddy or my boyfriend or my husband does this. What's failing him to do so while he's busy spending money on other women right now, on a woman or some or so forth, instead of spending it on his child? He has the money, you know, all sorts of things. you know, and then your mind, you go think about what your friend has said or your sister, whoever has told, has tried to poison your mind, and then you go confront him and say he's not doing the most, he's not doing what. And then when he hears all this, and then as much as he's trying to explain to you, it's not that, but once things get better, I'll, you know, try my level best to be where I can or to do what I can to do in our child's life. You yet think he's not, able to do so, or he's just saying that to get you off his back, but deep down you don't know what he's going through. And there's this now will cause this certain father to go sit down and think about it and feel like he's a failure, because you are putting so much pressure on him, on him, on what he needs to do in this child's life, and now he's just stranded there. In the end of the day, you find him maybe going to get a cash loan because he wants to now please you and do what you have said, because he feels bad that he's unable to play all the roles or to do what you as a mother wants to be done in the child's life. Now he gets in the debts, and then from the end of the day he's unable to pay back the loan. He's struggling to pay back the loan. Now he's there, and then the financial hardship, and he's all stressed up and all that. He ends up doing a certain decision because he feels like it's the best way, since he feels like he's a failure, and he thinks of the words you have said to him and all that. And you know, men are also human beings, you know. And yes, there's other men that are failing to play the father role in the child's lives, you know. As much as you want him to, you know, you are not even putting pressure on him, you know. Whatever he has, you appreciate whatever he gives, but he's failing to do so, or he feels like you are also the mother. What are you doing? You should try to help the child, and you should do A and B and C, and then he's busy pleasing other people out there and buying drinks and filling the table with drinks while the child is feeling cold. There's no warm clothes for the child and all that. As much as the mother is maybe also now employed and she tries to do here and there, we also need just to be meeting each other halfway, you know. So there's so much to talk about, but before we move forward with what I have for you today, we are going for a musical a break. We'll be right back. We'll listen to the sounds of Luther Vandross, A Dance with My Father.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him,
song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside the door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me.
Things will work out.
All right, welcome back, listeners. It's now exactly 26 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. And if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. Like I said at the beginning, our hour has shifted back. Social Times will be now from 8 to 10. So from 10 to 11, there's an interesting show that will be there and to be starting today. So please stay tuned for the insightful information that you'll be getting between that hour. Before I dive into what I have for you today, I've just forgotten something at the beginning when I have introduced our topic for today. If you are not finding yourself by the radio and you'd love to tune into Eagle FM, you can listen to us via the Eagle FM app. You go to the Play Store, you download the app, and you are good to go to listen to the interesting and insightful information, topics, and discussions on Eagle FM. And also we have the website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na. That's www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can take a listen to to whatever show that you'd love to listen to, and also the shows that you have missed on, you can listen. You can go to our podcast and enter the name of the show, the time, and but the date, and then you are good to go, and listen to the show that you'd love to listen to again or that you have missed. And also we have not only interesting topics and insightful information on radio, but we also have on our village newspaper. There's an e-paper that we always have on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. There's always interesting stories to read through within and out of the borders. And you can also send an SMS, you know, to our WhatsApp, and you can receive the paper, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Now, moving on to our topic for today, which is, like I said, it's a month of mental health month for men, and it's also Father's Day tomorrow, the 21st of June. So, you know, they also deserve to be celebrated. They also deserve to be applauded for whatever they have done good, you know. Even if it's something little, it's better than not showing what they really mean in our lives, you know. They play different roles in our lives. But what I really have for you today is on the factors that contribute to men not speaking up. You know, men often struggle to speak up due to deeply ingrained societal expectations of a fear of being perceived as weak or vulnerable, and also a lack of emotional vocabulary. These barriers lead many to internalize stress and suppress emotions, often resulting in severe consequences for mental and physical well-being. We have bills to pay. We'll be right back. To stay tuned, not leave that frequency.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the U in UNAM is you.
All right. As I was saying before, we had bills to pay. Men often struggle to speak up due to their deeply ingrained societal expectations, of which is now like a fear of being perceived or as weak or vulnerable, and also a lack of emotional vocabulary. So now the effects of not speaking up, of why you'd find men not speaking up, you know, you'd find them that what can this cause on them? It can bring them, can increase stress and emotional strain, relationship difficulties, feelings of isolation, delayed help seeking for personal or mental health challenges, and reduced workplace and social well-being. So you'd find that also, you know, traditional masculine norms is one of the things that also cause men to not speak up. You know, I think it's just a habit that we have made that has made now men just fear to speak up. You know, because they feel like they are not men enough if they speak their problems. It's best to find a solution. And you know, with the high rate of suicides, most of the gender that's topping in this is a male gender, right? And you'd find that when they do all this, when they find themselves stuck going through the most, they have tried this and this, and they don't know who to speak to. They have the fear of speaking up because they'll feel like just after they have shared what they are facing, and then this person is going to now speak as, ah, he's a weak man. How does he just come and speak about what he's going through? Those are small things. Me as a man, I wouldn't struggle on this, on overcoming that problem. And you know, the judgment, you know, after they've spoken what they are going through, the judgment is, as a man, why are you struggling? Those are small things, and A, B, C, you know, all that. But we are not all the same. I'm not a man though, but not all of you are the same, you know. You are able to overcome this challenge, but this person is or will not be able to overcome. We'd all have ways of overcoming our certain problems, you know. So you'd find that this one has overcome. He was facing financial hardship. It was not easy, but at the end of the day, he came out and he succeeded. And then there's this one that's going through the financial hardship and doesn't know how to come out of it. And then there's you that's facing a abusing your relationship, if emotionally, physically, by your partner, by your girlfriend or by your wife. And then now, because you have a fear of speaking that, no, my wife or my girlfriend is beating me and she does this and A and B and C, you are scared to speak up. And then this other person finds a solution of how to overcome what he's going through in his relationship. So everyone has their way of dealing with their problems. But as a man now, once he gets tired because he has thought of ways of how to escape this problem, and there was no other way, they think of taking their own lives because they feel like it's much more better, and live, and then the problem will no more be there, you know. So you'd find now, like for traditional masculine norms, from a young age, boys are frequently conditioned to man up. And to also endure hardship in silence, and project strength, and independence. So, for men, asking for help is often mistakenly viewed as a masculine failing, you know, because they feel like if I ask for the assistance financially or advice or going through something, it shows that they are failing to be a man. You are failing to be a man. But I mean, men are also human beings. You are just an ordinary person like us. The difference is just the gender. You have all the right to cry. You have all the right to speak up. There's nothing wrong with that. But because it's a norm that we have made, and we've made up with our minds that as a man, you shouldn't show your weakness, because you feel like you'll be disrespected. And yes, there are some people that disrespect people once. Also, this can also be another thing, that once a man speaks up or comes to you and speak to a fellow man, or maybe a fellow woman as a friend, you speak up and then you tell them what you are going through, what you are facing, some can take that advantage of also disrespecting you, because now you have spoken up what you are going through, you have said what you are facing, and then now they always be using that against you. And because you don't want to be seen as a failure and all that, you just accept that other treatment you are getting, because you see, you don't want to show your weakness and all that, you know. And Another thing, also the fear of judgment and shame. You know, many men fear that showing vulnerability will lead to rejection, ridicule, or a lesson of respect from peers, partners, or employers. So, they also have a fear of being judged. Let me say, for example, in a relationship, you'll find some men being beaten up. You'll find some men being emotionally hurt. You know, you find some saying women saying bad words to their partners, to their boyfriends, to their husbands, that you are useless, you are nothing, and all sorts of things, because you earn more than him, or you are more educated than him, or you know, the disrespect that one will have towards a man because of where they stand or what they are going through. So you find some men, they are being beaten up. And if I'm not mistaken, there was a recent story, if it's last week or last week, where the man was stabbed by the girlfriend. And he drove himself to the station. And, you know, so many things are happening in this world, you know. And men also, as much as they are being abused emotionally, physically, the fear of going to the station to speak up, because they feel like they'll become a laughing stock. They don't want to be seen that they are being beaten up by their girlfriends or their wives. So they strive by all means not to be seen or to show it. And he's draining down there. He's being drained down by this, him knocking off just to think to go home, because he knows he's going to be treated as a woman in the house. He's being I'm locked outside. He's being, you know, in different kinds of ways, because you feel like you are a woman and he's a man, and he's not doing A, B, and C. And more especially if you know that you are in a relationship with this person, and you as a girlfriend or as a wife know that you are doing most of the things because of where your partner stands. Let me say, for example, your husband is has a temporary job. And or he's on a contract for 1 year, or he just has a hustle here and there. So once he doesn't get a call, that means there's no job that day. And because you know that you have a permanent job, and you earn more than him, or this is what he does for a living and all that, you use that advantage of mistreating him. You lock the house. If he's coming home, and if by 7 he's not at home, you have locked the house. That he know he's if you haven't come home by 7, then you sleep outside, and then he decides to go look for somewhere to go sleep. Tomorrow he comes home not freshen up when it's morning hours, because the house is now open, and then you start beating him up and trying to insult him and say all sorts of words that, no, you went to go cheat, where were you? You didn't sleep home. But I mean, you as a woman, you closed the gate, you locked the gate. And the reason why you locked the gate is for him not to come home, right? So obviously he has to go look for somewhere to go sleep. And then now you think of, he went to go sleep with another woman, even though he just went to maybe perhaps a relative's place or a friend's place to sleep there while he comes home in the morning when the gates are open again, so he can freshen up. But now you start fighting him again, as you didn't sleep home, and all sort of words, you are useless. And you know, if a man speaking, thinking of all this, and he has the fear of speaking up, he will obviously sit down and think, and then all the words are running in his mind, all the things he's been saying for the past years, and even some things that don't even look real or true or not true, they become true to him. And then he thinks of, what's the point of being alive? There's no point of living on this earth, because there's no, I'm not respected. I'm not seen. I'm not being treated the way I'm supposed to be treated. And as a man, you can't run back to your parents' home or to your relatives where you used to stay before you moved out, because you'll be seen as a weak man, as a man running from his problems, while a man needs to solve the problems, you know? And you know how people talk, especially if it comes to neighbors, villagers, they'll be like, ah, I knew that relative won't last. Look at him now. The mocking and everything. So there's many things will run in his mind as to, there's no point. Because you think of, okay, I'm going through this, and you know that you're financially not fine and you can't move out, and you think of going to now a friend's place for how long, how many days, and obviously won't be there forever unless you have a true friend or someone. But then sometimes you also have the fear of, even though you think he's a good true friend to you, you think of what if he speaks up that no, Mike is at my place, he's been there for how long, he's suffering, he's going through the most by the wife or by the girlfriend and all that, and then he thinks of going back home. You think of going back to your parents' home if they are alive, or just home back, maybe let me say for example the village or wherever you are raised from, and you know that you have a place to stay there, and that's maybe where you go for your holidays. Now you think of going back there, you with your bags and your luggage and everything, and then you think of, okay, the neighbors will see me coming here, and then they will start mocking me, they will start laughing at me, they will see me as a weak man, I shouldn't be seen as weak as I am. So you think of committing suicide. Now, so I'm not like trying to insult or judge or what or not, but now if you commit suicide, aren't you being a weak man like that? Because you are running away from your problems and you don't want to face them. But did you think of every problem that you have faced in your life ever since you came on this earth, ever since you started having sense when you are grown up, that now here comes life, here's reality now. You know, when you start growing up and then it's when you see the how life is. Now you are being independent, you're no more dependent, depending on it's a relative or an adult. So now you are on your own. Think of the problems that you have faced, and you know there is far worse problems that you have faced than this one that you are facing right now. But because you feel like you are tired and you have tried, you tried to commit suicide, aren't you also feeling like a weak man like that? Don't you feel like you are failing yourself like that by committing suicide? It feels like the problem has won over you, you know? It's exactly 43 minutes past the hour of 8. You are still listening to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock.
Somebody close, accepting half-hearted love, because I feared being alone. You made me question my beauty, my value, my voice, till I became a stranger inside my own life. I stayed through cheating scandals, late night lies and empty apologies. Even gave you money while you called me too demanding. I kept trying to fix us while you kept breaking me slowly. And every time I forgave you, I betrayed myself instead. One day I looked in the mirror and barely recognized my eyes. So I buried the girl who begged for love, the girl who cried for crumbs of affection. Yeah. No more chasing people who only show up when it benefits them. Yeah. I know my worth now, even if I walk alone.
I'm missing more time.
Yeah. Now I finally breathe again. Healing was not dramatic, it happened in quiet moments, like sleeping peacefully again, without checking your phone, like laughing without fear, like eating without anxiety, like realizing loneliness feels safer than just
disrespect. I stopped blaming myself for wounds I didn't create. Stop carrying guilt that never belonged to me. Now I pray differently, not God make them stay, but God people, not to punish you, but to protect you. So I bury the girl who begged for love, the girl who cried for crumbs of affection. No more chasing people who only show up when it benefits them. I know my worth now, even if I walk alone. Now I finally breathe again. I forgave you.
together. Feels like the first kiss, and it's getting better, baby. No one can better this. You're still holding on, you're still the one. First time our eyes met, same feeling I get, only feels much stronger.
I don't know what I do. Please forgive me. stop loving you. Can't stop loving you.
All right. 59 minutes past the hour of 8, 1 hour to go down before we hand over the mic. And it's very cold, very, very cold. And if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. Topic of discussion on today's... Pardon me. The topic of today is factors that contribute to men not speaking up. You are more than welcome to call us in studio. That's 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on today's topic discussion. Now, I was busy focusing on the key factors contributing to silence. Why you find men breaking down in silence, facing their own battles and challenges and problems because they feel like it's the best. But sometimes there are just some things that we need to, you know, speak up or speak about. You don't have to really share everything, but something that you know, when you speak out something, when you speak up, at least it helps you because it feels like some things have left you, you know, like. It's like you feel a bit relieved because you've spoken out some things and you never know. You might get a solution or answer to what you are facing. Now, because you are facing a certain challenge and then you are failing to get a solution to whatever you are facing, whatever you are going through, and now you are there, you end up being depressed, you end up being sick, you have thrown your whole life away, you just don't want to do it, you are just there, you know, you feel like it's just fine, let me just be even home, you don't want to do anything, you don't want to be close to anyone, you just want to isolate yourself and all that. But if you try to speak to someone, to say out whatever you are facing, you can get a solution from that person, because now you are going through the most, and you think of a solution of ending your life, but did you think of who can help you? Because now, if you know that you can't go, you don't trust anyone that you know of, a stranger is even far more better, because they don't know you. It's just you. They, if you have to lie about your name, you lie about your name, and then you get your help. At least even if the stranger that you have told your problem, even if they go out and speak, they don't know you. And I mean, even if you speak about your real name, there's so many people, we have same names, right? So you go there, you know, Matthew was here and no one knows which Matthew, you know? And if you have to lie about your name, lie about your name just for you to get a solution. At the end of the day, you live relieved because you have spoken out what you are going through and what you are facing, and now you go sit down and think of what's the next step, and then you have found a solution to your problem. At least you have found a solution, not to all your problems, but the weight is a bit, you have taken off some of the weight that was weighing you deep down inside there and all sorts. So another thing also, the lack of emotional vocabulary, you know, due to different socialization patterns, you'd find that men are often not taught how to identify or articulate complex feelings, making it harder to express what they are going through verbally. So you'd find you know, some are going so much through the most, they don't even know what to explain, what to say about this emotional pain they are going through. And you'd find some good men out there that are being taken advantage of because of who they are, because how they respond to whatever action you have towards them. You know, you would find that this man is in a relationship with a partner, and there'll be some women that take advantage of the partner because they know he's quiet, or he hardly speaks up about this, or even if he tries to bring it up, the partner tries to avoid what you are saying. Or he'll be like, okay, I won't do it next time. Or how us women are. Sometimes we get angry first, but we are the cause of whatever that has happened, whatever argument that has been that has come up. But now I want to be the one to be given the apology, not the other way around, because you know I know I'm wrong, but because I know how this partner of mine is. I decide to take advantage of this person. Now, this person gets tired and then decides to leave this person. And then he gets into another relationship, same thing that's happening. Now, this person will be thinking of, I think I'm a weak man. I have bad luck. All the negative thoughts. And then you end up trying to think of what other way can I stop this, you know? And you also find that you find some men in belief in self-reliance, you know? And also fear of being a burden. You know, you'd find many men avoiding sharing their struggles out of a desire to protect their loved ones from emotional or financial stress and leading them to isolate themselves. You know, you'd find some men, they want to help, you know. He so much wants to help, but he's financially not fine, or the career that he has, or he's just not doing well financially. And you know, sometimes we get pressure from family members, from our loved ones, you know. Maybe if your partner or your wife and the parents, and you know, the pressure is so much, and as much as you try to explain that, no, I won't be able to do this because of A and B and C, they start saying all sorts of things. And then you feel like tomorrow the neighbors will start saying, no, they have James that's employed in that house. What's the struggle for them? Even just to what? Just for them to have food, you know, they hardly eat every day, in all sorts of things. Now you're thinking of your family being mocked and all that because of you. You don't want that to be happening. So you end up now also doing the cash loans, the borrowing, and then here and there you borrow from different cash loans, and then now you find yourself in debts. So you have loans that you need to pay up, and then this side your family is asking for your financial help. You don't know what to do, and you made so much sacrifices to get them what they have been asking for. But as much as you try to explain to them that, no, this month I'm financially fine. And you know, there are some people that start saying bad words. Not fine is how every time he doesn't have money, where does his money go to? If he stays alone, he has no child, he has no what and no what. And you know, all these sorts of words would hurt a person, because he knows very well that, no, I'm trying by all means. That's why we should always consider, what is this person going through? Sometimes, let me also say, use an example of you have a child with this person, and then you just send, let me say you send $500 or $600, and then the mother responds as to, what am I going to do with this amount? But you don't know what financial strains this person is going through. Now you are trying to go up, and then you are there saying, you are useless, what kind of father are you, what. But yes, it could be a little, depending on what you are needing to do with that money. But think of this person as to, maybe the reason why he's sending this certain amount of money is because he's maybe going through a patch this month. You know, sometimes you would find that maybe within like maybe the first month he has been providing financially very well, and all of a sudden he stopped. Maybe he has cut off a few hundreds from the money that he used to send, or he would send 3 or 2 times a month, but not the same amounts. But then now you are trying to complain and say whatever you want to say, and say no, yeah, because now you maybe have met someone, and now that money is now going to someone. You know, you start filling your mind up with so many things, and then you end up going to say harmful words to this father of your child or partner. And then now he thinks of those things, and as much as he wants to explain to you that no, as much I really, really want to do this, but I'm going through the most. He doesn't want to share that, because at the end of the day, he'll think of he's going to be mocked. He's going to be seen as a burden. He's going to all sorts of bad words. So he decides to just be quiet, and he's there, going through the most. You know, and as much as he tries to think, he tries to find ways to avoid this. You know, those bad words. You, someone says a bad thing to you, the way it runs in your mind, ne? It's something else. Because when you are sleeping, when you are quiet, wherever you go, it's just that person's voice. You are useless. I regret being having a child with you. You are, you know, all sorts of words. Oh, I regret marrying you. I regret meeting you in my life. You are useless. You are pointless. Other men are doing this. You're even comparing the person with other men. Look at your age mates, and you know, and those things of look at your age mates and what has made so many people do wrong decisions and end up putting themselves also in debts, because now you want to satisfy what the people around you are saying you have to do to avoid all this mocking and all that. So you try by all means to make sure that you have everything that you are being compared to. Even if you are not ready to have a car, you buy the car because you want to make your partner stop saying all those things. You end up going to, even if you are still living in your parents' home as a man, you, because you fear that, no, yeah, as a man, you are still in your parents' home and you are working. Hey, why are you not getting yourself an apartment? And then you decide to go look for a place because you want to satisfy what your partner is saying, what people are saying. But what if this person is planning on, is busy saving up to just buy a house because they don't want to be paying monthly rent? We all have our own different plans, and we do have all the, we don't have the same destinies, and we don't have the same journeys. Everyone has their own destiny. You know, you can get employed at a younger age right now, and then get everything at a younger age, and then you can also end up losing everything at the older age. You can find someone at a older age still staying in a family home and all that, but at the end of the day, you can this person can still end up going to have everything after the years of living in a family house or a family home. Now also the alternative outlets, you know, when men do not speak up, suppressed emotions often manifest indirectly through irritability, anger, reckless behavior, or substance abuse. So understanding these challenges highlights the importance of creating, you know, safe, non-judgmental spaces where men feel supported when reaching out. Now, also another thing is that the quiet struggle of a man refers to the internal emotional burdens, stress, and isolation that he carries, often driven by social conditioning to appear stoic and self-reliant. You know, many men quietly suppress vulnerability, and you know, you'd also find that some men also go through the anatomy of the struggle. You know, the quiet struggle is really about a single event. It's an accumulation of unseen pressures. You know, the strong persona whereby, you know, the society frequently expects men to be unshakable providers. You know, like, let me say, for example, you'd hear the phrase that's always used, like, man up. You know, you need to man up. You should stop being comfortable and man up. Stop, you know, that word is always appearing up. Man up, man up, man up. So, you know, the condition many, to hide emotional pain behind humor, work, or productivity. And also the emotional starvation, you know, find, the underestimating the need of connection, for connection, pardon me, and support slowly drains a man's inner resources. And also, you know, men often feel they have nowhere to turn and nowhere to share their fears, with leading to compounding feelings of being stuck or lost. Because now you have nowhere to share your feelings, you have nowhere to share what you are going through, and now you feel like you are lost, you know, because you have nowhere to go. You are just there. In the middle of nowhere, you don't know if you go left, right, center, backwards, forward. You don't know, because you are all lost. You don't know where to share or come forward with whatever you are facing or going through. It's 40 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. You can call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on today's topic discussion. We'll go for another short musical break. We'll be right back. To stay tuned and not leave that frequency.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I
share.
Oh, 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 oh Kala nini getrilo uzozikholela zonke lezono ngoba sihlala kunzima kunjani ngomso moyo inqawe inyembezi sikabi namanje mihle nosathane sukuthela jikezele sigqili ujabule kampe kaunisukelimende thango lakho lushane.
Minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. We have exactly 22 minutes until we hand over the mic. If you have just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be with you until 10 o'clock. And like I said, we have exactly now 21 minutes till the end of our program. Now, factors that contribute to men not speaking up, that's our discussion for today. And like I said, you can call us in studio 0832-888-401, 0832-888-401. You know, throughout history, men have been told to be tough and to man up, you know. And when it comes to facing challenges, they're always told to be tough and man up. While society has become more aware of harmful gender stereotypes throughout recent history, the underlining messaging still exists for men today, especially when it comes to mental health challenges. You know, many men struggle in silence, feel the need to suppress their emotions, or feel unable to express their mental health concerns. But it doesn't have to be that way, you know. You don't have to feel the need to suppress your emotions and unable to express your mental health concerns and everything. You just need to speak up. It's not an easy thing, but you know, everyone has a way of expressing what they are going through, right? And sometimes you just need to sit well, think thoroughly, and see what way can you speak up. You know, because speaking up is not only about talking to someone. Everyone has their way of speaking up, right? One can write down, take a notebook, write down everything they are going through, write down everything that they feel, you know. Sometimes you just need to isolate yourself, be alone in your room, cry it out all. As a man, you can also cry. No one said crying is just for a woman or a child. No. As a man, you can also cry. If you have to lock up yourself in the room and cry and shout, scream, do whatever you want that makes you feel better, then do it. You know? You'd find that sometimes embarrassment or stigma from a young age, boys received mixed messages about vulnerability. You know, while adults may encourage them to express their emotions, like I said, whereby it would be man up or, being told to man up or be tough, their self-worth is frequently tied to competition, resilience, and strength, reinforcing the idea that masculinity means suppressing emotions and maintaining a stoic exterior. And then also the being dismissed. Many men try to open up about their struggles, only to be dismissed or not taken seriously. You know, some speak up in a jokingly manner. Yeah? You would find someone that drinks, you know, that some express while they are under the influence of alcohol. They start speaking up what they're going through. You know, you'd always find some people. Now, I remember someone that I've known of that has committed suicide. Like, he was out that day, chilling, enjoying, and he was just speaking random things, you know, about life and all that. And then just to hear in the early morning hours, 6 a.m., it's a call that he has committed suicide. And then now it's when everything starts adding up as to he was saying something when he was there. He was speaking up of what he's going through, but then it looked like it was in a joking way, so not everyone would take it seriously. And for a man saying such a thing, you hardly want to take something seriously until something happens. Then so you start adding up 1 + 1 together. You say, okay, the other day he mentioned this, the other day he mentioned this, and then the other day he mentioned. That's why sometimes it's always nice listening attentively to what someone is saying, more especially when it feels like it's a joking man and he's talking about life, because some speak, they express their feelings in a joking manner, because they want to be taken as it's what he's going through. So they speak it either in a jokingly manner or when they have taken their alcohol, and then you'll be like, ah, it's just the alcohol speaking. And you know, we always hear people say that when once someone says they're under the influence of alcohol, it's true. So I don't know, but I've always seen that it's true sometimes. So we always have to listen attentively with what they say, with the way they joke about things, the way they joke about life, because maybe that's his platform of expressing what he's going through. Maybe that's his platform of speaking what has been breaking him down inside, you know. So it's always good to listen, even if he's saying, you know, sometimes when he's trying to say something, you'll be like, ah, wait, we want to listen to this. But this one was trying to express something that he's going through, but I don't know how, in what way to express it. And there are some people that are shy, so they feel like, you know, once they've taken the alcohol, you know, alcohol changes you, the whole mood. You become more comfortable, you come doing funny things and saying funny things. So because person is shy to speak up when he's sober, so he decides to do it when, you know, he's under the influence of the alcohol. So you know, they might hear it, sometimes you might hear them having such response from people that it's not that bad, or others have it worse, or you should be grateful for what you have. There's often an assumption that men by default hold privilege, leading to a lack of empathy when they express mental health concerns regardless of their circumstances. So these dismissive reactions only reinforce the idea that it's not acceptable for men to be vulnerable, making them less likely to seek support in the future. So because this person has tried a way of expressing what they are going through, or try to express their feelings and so forth of what they are facing, so now they decide as to, okay, now I once tried it but it didn't work out, you know. And some people, once they speak up when whatever condition they are in and they feel like it somehow helped them, and then tomorrow they decide as, okay, this will be my platform of expressing what I'm going through. But my advice, as from today on, or if you have always been doing it, then it's fine. But if you find yourself, you're amongst your friends and you are seated there and they start speaking something about life, listen attentively, because there might be something that he'll say within his words that will help you think, or, you know, make you take it as this person is serious, even though he's saying it in a joking manner. So you know, there's so many things that one can express in a different way. Sometimes when they are when they have drank, or when they in their happy moments, you know, sometimes they'll be like, you know what, guys, to be honest, this life, you know, sometimes when someone says that, you'll be laughing like, ah, but you are right. But what you start debating about it, not to knowing that this person is just trying to find answers. And if you know that, sometimes you fear that, you feel like you might not be able to express what you are going through, make it as a debate. If you are going through something, you know what I used to do. I know it's all about men, but my side, what I used to do. When I find myself that I'm going through something, and I don't know who to speak to or how to speak up, and I find myself one day, and I'm with people around me, or even just the two you find someone and then you'll be like, I turn things around. I pretend like it's someone that I know of, but it's just me. So that I get the answer to what I'm looking for, what I'm looking for. Because sometimes you can just go to a friend or someone like, no, there's a friend of mine, or there's someone there very close to me that's going through this and this and this, and he doesn't know what to do, what. And then you hear what they say, and then you say this. Then you go to the next person, even 2-3 people, and then from there you think of what the responses are, and then if it's something that you have to do about it, you do about it, because you know we all have our way. Like I said, we all have our way of expressing what we are going through. But you try to use that method, pretend like it's someone close to you, or someone you know of, or something you read about, but it's you yourself, and then you hear their solution. If you don't want to speak up as to it's you that going through that, you might get a rightful answer that you are looking for from the advice that you are getting from someone close, from someone that you trust. If you know that you fear to speak what you are facing or what you are going through or what your troubles are. Another thing, also the lack of healthy outlets. You know, you find men tend to have a harder time forming deep emotional friendships. You know, society encourages deep emotional bonds among women, but often discourages the same level of openness among men. Let me say, for example, phrases like no homo, you know, reinforce the idea that emotional closeness between men is something to be ashamed of. You know, this lack of connection can lead to feelings of isolation, increasing the risk of depression, anxiety, chronic stress, substance misuse, and even suicidal thoughts or behaviors. So we have exactly 11 minutes until we hand over the mic to the next program. Let's just go for a musical break and then we'll come round up about everything that I have been discussing from the beginning up until now. Do not leave the frequency. Do stay tuned.
Corongoy,
Hand over the mic to the next presenter. Now, closing off, you know, what can be done? How can we do this? How can we go about it? by ways to encourage men to speak up. You know, it's always good to check in with the men in your life, you know, with either it's your brother, your father, your friend, your partner, or co-worker, you know, just to find out how they are doing and to also mean it, you know. You know, when you always ask, not every time, but here and there, occasionally asking them how they are, would also give them the platform as to know, maybe it's best I speak to who, because I see that he or she is concerned about me. They always have to, you know, try to find out if how am I doing, you know, and also be a safe person to be vulnerable with, and normalize men reaching out for help or attending therapy. In fact, actively encourage men in your life to get professional help if you know they are struggling. You know, understand that seemingly well, just that men go through mental health challenges such just as everyone else. Even if they are better at covering up, remember not to compare one person's struggles to another and push back against dismissive language toward men's mental health. So even though you can't really see that they are struggling, it's just worth it, you know, just to say something, just mention something, just to speak to them, even though they are not, they haven't come across, have come towards you or forward to you that, no, this is what I'm facing, please help me here and there. No. As long as you just speak to them like, no, I hope you are doing fine. Are you fine? If there's anything, don't hesitate to come to me if you want to speak about something, or if you feel like you want to speak to someone that you don't know, maybe a stranger, I can hook you up with someone to speak to, you know, just to show that you are able to help here and there. At least when you speak about it, you know, occasionally, it also give a person a platform. And also they won't shy away with the thing of speaking up and coming forward to speak whatever they're going through. We have come to the end of our topic discussion. We are now handing over the mic to our new program that has come in, that will be starting from 10 to 11 on Saturdays and Mondays. Mondays it will be from 4 to 5. And that's Ulwazi. So tune in for a data-backed conversation on the land and development of the town of Oshakati. For me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet next Saturday, same time, same place. Goodbye.
The wait is over. The deals are here. It's Big Red Weekend for 3 days only. ShopRite brings you massive savings of up to 50% off, like a 4kg Real Good IQF chicken mixed portions, only 200 Namibian dollars. 10kg Top Score Super Maize meal, just 125 Namibian dollars. 500 grams Rama Original 70% fat spread, only 25 Namibian dollars each. 450 grams Wheat Bix cereal, buy two for just 50 Namibian dollars. Don't miss out. This weekend only, get up to 50% off. Valid until 21 June 2026. Only at ShopRite.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live.